You beautiful bastards, hope you had a fantastic Wednesday. Welcome back to the Philip DeFranco Show, and let's just jump into it. The first thing we're going to talk about today is this outrage story that when I first heard about it, I thought it was a troll. So as you may or may not have seen, Bella Hadid is racist was trending on Twitter this week. Bella Hadid, of course, a very popular and successful model. And as far as why people were saying that she was racist, it was because she posted this photo to her Instagram story. And if you are confused at this point, so was I. Personally, I look at that photo and I go, oh, she got new shoes. She's about to board another plane because she's an international supermodel. But no, apparently a huge chunk of people were offended by this photo that had people saying, what Bella Hadid did is just unacceptable. Bella Hadid spreads hate. Was that if you look really closely, the heel of her shoe in the photo, it's pointed towards planes in the distance that were Saudi Arabian and Emirates aircraft. Which in certain cultures, if you display the sole of your shoe towards someone, it's like the ultimate insult, and it's like that thing or that person, it's beneath dirt. And since this, not only did she face backlash, not only did people trend Bella Hadid is racist, but people have started adding brands that she works with, demanding that they remove her. Also following all of this, Bella Hadid has apologized in English and Arabic. In one tweet writing, this was an honest mistake on an early morning. Never ever would I intentionally try to offend anyone like that. I am so sorry. A much longer post, once again, throwing out apologies, as well as saying, I promise I never noticed the planes in the background, and that is the truth. Adding, not only do I have so much respect from the bottom of my heart, I have always tried to stand up for what I feel is right, especially regarding the Great Middle East. And she says, I hope you can understand the misunderstanding. But still, there are a good number of people not having it. And so I guess really to end this story, I have two main reactions. One, I think the outrage against Bella Hadid here because of this photo is incredibly fucking stupid. It is a stretch to say that she is trying to convey the message that people are saying she is conveying. And two, let's use this situation as a reminder that if we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia, if we're going to be outraged regarding something involving Saudi Arabia, there are much more important things to mention. Like the fact that Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, aka Mohammed Bonesaw, is, according to reports, the intelligence community responsible for the death and murder of Jamal Khashoggi. This according to not only what we have seen in the past, but now also today, according to a UN expert as part of an independent investigation, has said there is sufficient credible evidence Saudi Arabia's crown prince bears responsibility for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. With UN investigator Agnes Callamard saying that Saudi Arabia was responsible under international law for the quote, deliberate premeditated execution of Khashoggi, and current sanctions on some senior officials do not go far enough. So hey, if we're gonna spend time getting angry about some Saudi Arabia news, maybe that. Or yeah, no, focus on the supermodel who seems to have her heel pointed towards pixelated planes in the distance. Yeah, that makes sense. That should be the priority. And then let's talk about an update around the Bella Thorne situation we covered earlier this week. If you didn't watch it, the oversimplification of that story, Bella Thorne appeared to be hacked. That hacker then allegedly had nude photos of Bella Thorne. And so Bella Thorne said to take back her power, she just posted those photos herself. Initially saying that hackers should watch their back, that the FBI was coming, but then later in another interview saying that the person sounded like they were a juvenile, and so she doesn't want to ruin their life. And of course, following this news, there were a lot of reactions. There were people praising Bella, some blaming Bella, some saying they thought that this whole thing was fake because she has a book on pre-order set to release. Right, people making accusations that this is a PR stunt. But one of the biggest, most noted, most focused on reactions to this story came from Whoopi Goldberg, who is speaking on The View.
Listen, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are, you don't take nude pictures of yourself because...
But she only wants to share with one person.
But she should... Listen, when they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff. So whether it's one picture or a million pictures, once you take that picture, yeah, it goes into the cloud and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, that this is an issue, I'm sorry, your age does not, you don't get to do that.
And following that reaction, that became a story. Whoopi started trending. Looking online, the reactions were once again very split. One side, you had people like Katie Babbs tweeting, Bella Thorne, do not feel beaten down. What Whoopi said is not even worth your time. This isn't the 70s. Many of us are in long distance relationships and nudes are a fucking thing. No shame here, you're strong. But on the other side, you had people like Devon Franklin who tweeted, Whoopi is trending because she spoke the truth. If any nudes of mine are leaked, it's my fault, period. I've looked 18 different ways for how she's wrong and I don't see it. Hashtag not sorry. And following this, the story continued because Bella Thorne responded to Whoopi Goldberg, initially writing shame on you, then writing a long reaction in the notes app, saying Whoopi's reaction is sick and honestly disgusting, asking so what, a girl can't send her boyfriend that she misses photos of her that are sexy, things he's already seen, adding, I'm offended for anyone out there who has ever taken a sexy photo. I'm offended for Jennifer Lawrence who feels publicly raped. I am offended for every person who has committed suicide for someone leaking their nudes. Your view on this matter is honestly awful and I hope you change your mindset as you are
were on a show talking to young girls.
Then posting videos where you can see she's visibly distraught.
You know, I don't really want to go on The View anymore because I don't really want to be beaten down by a bunch of older women for my body and my sexuality. I don't really feel like that. And so I'm going to cancel my interview because I don't really want you guys talking about your views to young girls because I would not want my daughter to learn that and I would never say that to her. Shame on you, Whoopi. Shame on you and shame on you for putting that public opinion just out there like that for every young girl to think that they're disgusting for even taking a photo like that. Saying if you take a sexy photo, then it basically deserves to get leaked. Like, don't be surprised at all and don't feel sorry for yourself. So if I go out to a party drinking and I want to dance on the dance floor, do I deserve to be raped too? Because to me, I see those two things really fucking similar, okay?
We then saw other influencers jumping in, like the likes of Tana Mojo, responding, yo, fuck Whoopi Goldberg, fuck slut shaming, fuck blaming girls for bad things that happened to them and inciting fear. And so at this point, I want to pass the question off to you. What are your thoughts around Whoopi Goldberg's thinking and response, right? Do you think that Whoopi was being disgusting, that it was slut shaming, that it was essentially saying that someone was just kind of asking for it, you should have known better? Or no, on the other side, do you agree with her? You think she makes sense? You think that Bella should have known better? I will say, personally, while I have questions regarding the Bella Thorne situation, the words coming from Whoopi, it did feel somewhat like slut-shaming, right? Like, if someone broke into Whoopi Goldberg's house and they stole her nice things, I wouldn't be like, well, you shouldn't have bought nice things in the first place, Whoopi. People know you're rich, Whoopi. Sure, I know you have an alarm system and locks, but you should have known better. But at the same time, I will acknowledge, because I don't really have a dog in this fight, you could also compare what Whoopi Goldberg is saying here to the advice of don't wear your really nice, expensive stuff when walking through an incredibly bad neighborhood, right? Maybe you're not necessarily blaming the victim, but you're trying to give them some real-world advice because bad people do exist. Although, I guess in this scenario, this comparison, we're saying that the entirety of the internet is a bad place, which I won't completely argue against. It does at times feel like a just scary, toxic dumpster fire. But yeah, I think for me with these stories, my focus ends up being on the people that committed the crimes rather than the culpability of the victim. But hey, that's also kind of the point of this show. That's the story, a little bit of my personal takeaway, the different sides of this, and now I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? Where do you land on this? Why? And the last thing we're gonna talk about today, you know how there are those stories or those videos that pop up and you're like, oh man, faith in humanity restored? Well, this is the opposite of that. So this story, this news, it takes place in Alaska. According to court documents, 18-year-old Denali Bremmer invited her best friend, Cynthia Cece Hoffman, on a hike to Thunderbird Falls on June 2nd. Bremmer's friend, 16-year-old Caden McIntosh, joins them along the way. And on that hike, McIntosh allegedly helped Bremmer bind Hoffman's feet, hands, and mouth with duct tape, and then shot her in the back of the head when they reached their destination. Then, after murdering Hoffman, the teens allegedly dumped the body into a nearby river. Then, according to authorities, Bremmer texted Hoffman's family to say that they were dropping their daughter off at the park, but then she and McIntosh allegedly burned Hoffman's belongings at another location. And according to Cynthia's father, his daughter was vulnerable because she had a developmental disability that made her operate at a seventh grade level, saying her disability just made her want to have friends. That's all she wanted, was just to be her friend. Now, of course, with this story, there is the massive question of why? Why would they do this? And according to authorities, it's connected to a 21-year-old Indiana man by the name of Darren Schillmiller who convinced the teens to carry out the attack. Reportedly, Bremmer and Schillmiller met online and they developed a relationship. And he reportedly told Bremmer that his name was Tyler, he provided fake photos, and he said that he was a millionaire who lived in Kansas. And at a point in this relationship, he then allegedly offered her $9 million or more to rape and murder someone in Alaska and send him photos and videos of the killing. Right, so this is a catfishing story, but on crack. So following this offer, Bremmer then allegedly recruited other friends to help her carry out the attack, which regarding that, authorities say that along with McIntosh, Bremmer, and Schillmiller, three other suspects have been charged. And of those other three involved, two are juveniles and one has been identified as 19-year-old Caleb Leyland. Police say that these other teens agreed to participate because they believe that they would each receive a cut of the payment, though at this time, police have not clearly explained what role each had. Although we did learn that Leyland told police that he'd been promised $500,000 for his role. Also, according to authorities, Bremmer only learned that Tyler wasn't who he said he was until after her arrest. In fact, when she was first questioned by police on June 6th, Bremmer allegedly claimed that she had gone to Thunderbird Falls with Hoffman and McIntosh to just take pictures of each other wrapped in duct tape, claiming that she had no idea that McIntosh planned to shoot Hoffman. But according to prosecutors, once Bremmer realized she had been catfished by Schillmiller, she ultimately admitted to being solicited by Schillmiller to commit the murder and that the murder was planned. Also, after searching Bremmer's cell phone, they found a lot. Investigators uncovered sexually explicit photos and text messages between her and the catfish. They also found directions from Schillmiller on how Bremmer should sexually assault a child for his viewing pleasure. Regarding that, Bremmer said that he had directed her to sexually assault
assault two minors, one who was 8 or 9 years old and the other one who was 15. Regarding this, FBI agents said that they were unable to find videos of the younger child, but they did find that Bremmert actually sent Schillmiller child pornography that featured the 15-year-old victim. Also, regarding Schillmiller, upon his arrest, he allegedly admitted that he had picked Hoffman as Bremmert's victim and said that they discussed murdering someone else after killing Hoffman, but later abandoned that plan. Also telling officials that they had planned this murder for 3 weeks and said that Bremmert was in full communication with him during the killing, including sending him Snapchat photos and videos. And according to prosecutors, Schillmiller also allegedly admitted that he had plans to blackmail Bremmert into raping people after the murder, and so he was just going to keep this going. But with all that said, ultimately where we are right now, you have 6 defendants being charged with murder and conspiracy charges. Schillmiller and Bremmert have also been indicted on first-degree solicitation to commit murder charges. Additionally, Bremmert and McIntosh were hit with charges for tampering with physical evidence. And finally, Schillmiller and Bremmert are also facing child pornography charges, and Schillmiller is awaiting extradition to Alaska. Now, as far as what Bremmert has to say for herself in a June 8th court appearance, she said, quote, "I know what I did was wrong, and I know I could have probably done something different if I was able to. And I don't want my daughter knowing that her mom grew up to be a killer because I don't see myself as one." Now, of course, the counter to that is, well, you are. Not only are you a killer, but you killed a vulnerable young woman who just wanted a friend. And I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, that baby is a million times better off without you. In my opinion, the only thing you are deserving of is to be locked in a hole and used as an example of what trash is. That's it. We only get this one life, and you took that away from someone else, so I want nothing more than to see yours waste away. But on that happy note, that's where we're going to end today's show. And of course, if you like this video, I'd love if you took a second to hit that like button. If you're new here, definitely hit that subscribe button, ring that bell to turn on notifications. But on that note, if you missed yesterday's Philip DeFranco show, you want to catch up, you can click or tap right there to watch that. But with that said, of course, as always, my name's Philip DeFranco. You've just been filled in. I love yo faces, and I'll see you tomorrow.